From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How are you today? Well, I trust that you're doing well, and I truly do want to thank you for the pleasure of your company as we study the Word of God together. This week, we are going to be looking at one verse alone. Think of that. An entire week on one particular verse of Scripture. But of course, we know that the Word of God is so rich that we could spend a month or a year or a lifetime on some verses, I can imagine. But we're looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 under the topic this week, the effect of the Scripture in the lives of those who believe it. I mentioned yesterday that there are those who have come to me down through the years, and they've said, Pastor, I try to read the Bible, but never get anything from it. On the other hand, there have been those down through the years who've come to me, and they've said, Pastor, I just get so much out of the Bible that I never want to put it down. What is the difference between the two? Well, I think that along with saying a number of things that I indicated yesterday when we introduced this subject, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 gives us the answer to that question. Why is it that some people receive a lot from the Bible when they study it and others do not? So look at this verse. And of course, yesterday I encouraged you to consider memorizing 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, where Paul says this as he writes under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing." In other words, Paul and Silas and Timothy constantly were thanking God for the way the Thessalonians responded to the Word of God. He goes on and says, "Because when ye received the Word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Now, one of the things that I have said over and over again on this radio broadcast since we've been on the air, going clear back to 1989, is the fact that when you read the Bible, pay attention to the words. Pay attention to the large words. Pay attention to the small words. Get to know what each word means. Read your Bible with a good concordance, so that you can get the understanding of what each one of the words mean. If you don't get to know what the words mean, you can skip over and miss, I might say, some tremendous golden nuggets that would be a benefit to your walk with the Lord. Well, if you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, you will find that the word received is mentioned twice. Do you see that? Do you see that in your open Bible? Listen to it again. If you don't have the Bible, listen carefully. If you do have the Bible, read along with me. It says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Now, the word received is mentioned twice, and each time it has a separate meaning. Study it through on your own. First of all, we see that the word received, or the first mention of the word received in this passage, basically means to receive from another, or to learn, or simply to hear with the ear. To hear with the ear. You just hear it, basically, as it were. The second time the word received is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, it means to accept or to appropriate or to hear with the heart. In other words, The first word receive basically means to allow the hearing of the word of God to go in one ear and not the other. All right? Some of you are like that, aren't you, when you listen to the Living Truth broadcast or even any other radio program. You hear the program, you hear the pastor, you hear the teacher, you hear the evangelist teaching, but you're not really paying attention, and what you are hearing is going in one ear and not the other. Right? Am I right on that? Sure I am. And then on the other hand, there are some of you who, when you listen to this program or one of the other programs on this radio station, as the pastor or the evangelist, the preacher, the teacher is teaching, you just gobble it all up. You receive it. You welcome it into your life. You appropriate it. You obey it. And you're blessed by it. Isn't that the truth? Indeed. And so the question is, what kind of a person are you when you hear the word of God taught, when you hear it preached, and even when you read it? Do you just sort of hear it with the ear? It goes in one ear, not the other, or you sort of just skim over it as you read it yourself? Or do you apply it to your heart, either when you hear it preached or when you are reading it for yourself? That makes the difference between whether or not the Word of God is going to have an effect on your life. You need to apply the Word. We need to obey the Word. We need to put into practice what the Word of God says. Now again, pay attention to some words here in 1 Thessalonians 2:13. It says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God, you heard it, which ye heard of us, ye received it," that is, you applied it to your life, "not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God." Beloved, remember that when we pick up the Bible to read it, it's not just the words of Paul or Peter or John or whatever. It is the word of God. Certainly we know that from the Bible, as the word of God teaches clearly from actually Genesis through Revelation. But in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." All Scripture from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 is inspired of God, which means it is God-breathed. When we pick up the Bible to read it, we are reading the Word of God. The Apostle Paul, I believe, was very jealous of this, as it were. He was very concerned over the fact that when he spoke or when he wrote, that the people recognized that what he was saying was from God himself. And the reason I say that is because when you read about Paul and how he came to Christ and what he did right after he trusted Christ as Savior, you know that he went down to Arabia for 3 years. And while he was in the Arabian wilderness for 3 years, the Lord Jesus himself taught Paul the Word of God, what he should preach, what he should write. We see that brought out for us in Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, where Paul says, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it by man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." In other words, Paul was saying to the Galatians, what I teach you, what I preach to you, what I write to you is not something that I've come up with. It is God's word, which God himself revealed to me. And so you see, when we pick up the Bible to read it, we're not reading just literature like Shakespeare or something else. No, no, no. We are reading the truth of God. And so you see, when we read the Word of God, we need to apply it to our lives, and we need to recognize that it's the truth that comes from God. But then as we look at 1 Thessalonians 2:13, it tells us that God's Word works effectually in those who believe it. Now, that word effectually is an interesting word. Again, study the individual words of your Bible. The word effectually here means to energize and to activate in a fervent way. In other words, the Word of God energizes us to live a spiritual life. But notice again another word. It says, the Word of God effectually worketh also in you that believe. In you that believe. You see, if we are going to see the Word of God work in our life, we need to believe it. And that word believe means to commit and to have complete confidence in. When I pick up the Bible and read it every morning, as I do almost every morning of my life, it's very, very seldom that I don't read the Bible first thing in the morning. And I might say this, it's very seldom that I don't read it as the last thing at night. But when I pick up the Bible to read it, I need to recognize that the Bible is God's Word, and I must believe that everything that I read is God speaking to me through the authors of Scripture. When you and I realize that it is God who is speaking to us through the Bible, through the words of the Scripture, then that makes a big difference. And when we commit ourselves to saying, well, when I read the Bible, I want to hear from God, then God, the Holy Spirit, will teach us the things of God. We'll be able to grow in the Lord, and we will be able to understand what it is that God expects us to do and to be in our Christian life. So the question that I have for you today is simply this. How do you receive the Bible? Do you just hear it, or do you apply it to your heart? Do you just read through it and say, well, that's what Paul said, and that's what Peter said, and that's what John said? Or do you realize that it comes from God Himself? The Bible does come from God Himself. And when we read it and believe it accordingly, it effectually works. We're going to continue our discussion on 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13 tomorrow. So join us then. God bless you. Keep looking up.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.